Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you wherever you might be. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is always to give you the truth to grassroots level. In other words, from what you know and I know and what we experience. Amen. We come together and we discuss it that we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject we're talking about is foods and religion. Foods and religion. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for stretching your hand of deliverance upon each and every one. O God, all the callers that will be calling in, O God, and ask you to bless them as they come in and bless them as they go out. God, build them up where they've been torn down. Thine stand in hand, his work, in his mission, and his false prophecy. God, on every hand. And we're giving you the praise and the glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. We're back again. We're discussing, amen, foods and religion. Amen. You find us at 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're looking for, amen, stories, dreams, visions that God has shown you and helped you in your spiritual walk. Might be some of you that started out with Christ. Amen. Thank God for you being aboard. Those that just been here for the first time. Amen. We always give out the area code in the last four digits. The area code in the last four digits. And all you have to do is press one on your phone. If you have a comment, if you have a song or a vision or a dream, amen, that you would like to interject into the broadcast, that be helpful to someone's soul. Amen. We don't fight anyone in the doctrine or anything that, amen, that destroy your faith. We're all here coming together. Proverbs 27:17 says that an iron sharpening iron, a man sharpening his countenance of his friends. And amen. That's what we desire to do. We come in here, amen, in this broadcast. Proverbs 24:6 say the multitude of counselors, there is safety. The multitude of counselors, Proverbs 24:6, there's safety. Amen. Where two or three, Jesus said, come together in my name, there I'm in the midst. In other words, what you have learned, I have learned. And if you have an opinion or if you desire to make some type of decision on a spiritual walk, some daily business, and God can help you through two or three people, amen, a testimony, a comment, amen, give you the assurance in your heart and your spirit that you are on the right track, amen, amen, Christian-wise, amen, spiritual-wise for Christianity, amen. So we thank God for you and you, wherever you might be, and all of you to come in, amen, to call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and that they can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. If they press play on the phone, our technician will put you in, and all you have to do is wait for your area code being called and your last four digits. Amen. You can begin speaking. You don't have to hang up your phone. Amen. Just stay on the air throughout the broadcast. You can also find the other episodes and that has gone forth over the years. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, or well as you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. God bless you. Amen. As we go into our broadcast, amen. The subject, it always have an origin. Amen. Everything that comes to the way that God has given us. Amen. Revelation 12:7 says that there was a war in heaven. Amen. Lucifer and Satan, they fought against Michael, and Satan, he lost. Amen. Amen. He was evicted from heaven. Amen. So he came to the earth to make war with God's people. To make war with God's people. And he started out in the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis deal with all type of the origin of all type of doctrine. Amen. Because the devil started, he was in the earth when God spoke. He let there be light. There was light. Amen. And his angels come here to destroy the earth, destroy. And they saw God created mankind. Amen. And they came to destroy mankind. But they could not get to him, God. Amen. Adam, God had a hedge around them. So he used communication. He used the words. Amen. He heard God's words. Amen. In the beginning was the word, the word was with God, God was God. So God is the word, and the word became flesh, way back in John, in the future. But now, amen, communication that the enemy used, he twisted what God told man, amen, in Genesis 12:7-8, what God told man, amen, Lucifer was kicked out down here on the earth, God told man, amen, and Adam and Eve, he told them not to eat of certain things. And this is where many religions, amen, came forth out of eating, amen, certain foods and certain doctrines began because the enemy brought them up. Anything against God's word, amen, Satan brought it up, amen. And it's false teaching, it's false doctrine, amen, because he takes the truth and he turned it the other way around. It caused you to error against God. When you err against God, it's a sin. It's a sin. You can see where communication, amen, disobedience got man in trouble. Amen. It wasn't that the vegetables and the fruits. Amen. God said, don't you do this. And when God tell him, don't do this, this is what got him in trouble. Because the Lord knew, amen, the enemy was there watching and teaching, and he was after Adam and Eve, and he caused them to disobey God. We'll read a portion of Genesis, the third chapter. Amen. Just to back up the truth, Genesis, third chapter, and it said, now the serpent was most subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruits of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Now this our bold, amen. This our bold and confronted, he is, amen. He's a lie, but he's taking God's word, amen, and twisted it. The woman knew what was right, amen. Adam and Eve know what's right, but he twisted it, and he came after them through communication, amen. Gave them some kind of idea that God was against them, God didn't love them, God didn't care for them, amen, that they was on their own, they can make all kind of decisions on their own, amen. In the fifth verse, for God does know in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Amen. So you see, that's where the first communication began. In the Garden of Eden, God told the woman, and he told Adam and Eve, amen, don't you all eat of this tree. Amen. When you eat, you talk about spiritual death. Spiritual death. Now, we have to understand, amen, in the book of Samuel, the 15th chapter, amen, when God told Samuel not to do something, to kill Amalek and all the king and all the things that happened, and Samuel did not, Saul did not do that, and God rejected Saul for his disobedience. In the 5th chapter of 1 Samuel and the 23rd verse, and Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. For thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Amen. So we think, amen, words doesn't hurt or bother in doing things against God. And you can just throw out things that, well, God told me, and I'm going to do, and God didn't mean that. The church didn't mean that. The pastor mean that. I can do what I want to do. Amen, because I'm saved, and God told me. Listen, that's false doctrine. That's false doctrine. God does not fight against the head of the church. Amen. God does not fight against his word. Amen. His word is written. And you see, we struggle all the time in the Bibles. We tell you, be careful of what Bible you get. Get the King James Bible, then work from there. Amen. To prove that those translations are true. Amen. King James recorded those scriptures from Hebrew and Greek and amen, all over that in common English at the 10th grade level. Amen. That every English speaking person, amen, can understand the Bible. You say, where's harsh language? But those different colleges got together, amen, over in England. Amen. One did the Old Testament, one did the New Testament. And that's why they call it King James. He authorized it. He authorized it that the average common person, amen, can understand it. And you can get you can move from there and get your American Standard up to date, do international. But making sure, amen, that you can stay close to, amen, to what being said by the King James. Amen. Because the devil is moving in communication. Amen. Jesus said in the last days, amen, there will be many false teachers, many false prophets coming. Amen. So the enemy is fighting you through your intelligence, through your thinking and your memories and your, amen, your thoughts. He comes after that. That's where the war is, in communication. Amen. He doesn't want you to have Bible studies and prayer meetings. That's where he comes at. He's challenging all the time. Amen. The leaders of the church. Amen. The word of God is always challenging. Well, the pastors don't mean that. Amen. But we did it ourselves. We did this morning. We saw this on television. We saw this down the street. Or we heard this. And he's always challenging communication, true communication. He always is challenging it. He's challenging that. And when you find you're confused, amen, not sure, amen, and then you just throw it aside, when the Holy Spirit and God's word stay on your conscience, it stays on your mind that, you listen, you're doing something wrong. Amen. You know that's God. You're doing something wrong. Amen. You, against man, against your family, against your home, your health, you're doing something wrong. And that's God. That's God. Amen. But when the enemy says you can do anything, you can eat anything, it won't harm you, It won't harm your family. It won't harm your home, your body. Amen. Then, you know, through prayer, constant praying and reading God's word, the devil is fighting you. Amen. That's where we are. That's what we're discussing now. We're going to go to Romans 12 here. We're talking about food and salvation. Amen. That's where we're headed, food and salvation. I just want to give you a little background in there because of the fact, amen, it just the 26th century and the 20th century, amen, food has just come up in certain religions. And No. It's always been there. Amen. The Genesis always give us to be of any doctrine, false or righteous, it started out in the garden. Amen. When the Satan hit the earth, things started against God. Because he come to destroy, make war with us. It was no churches there now. It was no churches in the Garden of Eden. Amen. It was two saved people. Saved because they was with God. God communicated with them. Amen. They obeyed God. Amen. But the enemy come after them. Amen. Through some familiar. Amen. Something familiar and twisting God's word. Amen. That's familiar with them. The serpent walking in the garden. God created him and made him. Amen. But if you start, he learned the language and could start beginning to discuss things with Eve. Amen. And Eve was learning from Adam. So when you find people come after, amen, they come after one of the links away from the pastor, away from the leader, away from the home, away from the parents, and they work on up, amen, trying to get you to overthrow what's right, amen. So, and Paul was discussing, amen, salvation, and Paul was discussing in the book of Romans, amen, to the church about not judging people by what they eat. Amen. How they dress. We go on. Amen. How they deal. Amen. Paul was saying, hey, in Romans 14, amen, and him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not the doubtful dispensation. For one believe that he may eat all things, another who is weak eat herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. Let not him that which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God has received him. Amen. You can go on and read that whole chapter. Amen. And then down at the bottom, amen, and we go down to 17th verse of the same chapter, 14th chapter of Romans. He said, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. For he that is in these things serve Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Amen. So God, amen, he's sovereign. He loves, but whatever is not done in faith towards God, amen, is sin. He closed that out. In the book of Romans, he closed it out. And he said in Romans 23, he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not in faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. So the discussion, amen, judging people about what they eat. You can get closer to God by eating this, and you get closer to God, amen, by eating that, amen. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. Doctrines come in, amen. Paul was saying that all these false doctrines come in. We have to be very careful, amen. The day and time, Paul was there. He was discussing. He told Timothy in one of the letters, amen, to the young pastor, amen, in 1 Timothy, the fourth chapter, Paul was discussing to Timothy all these things that come in. Paul was saying to Timothy, now the Spirit is speaking especially that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sheared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe, and now the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Amen. And sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Pray over everything. Paul tells Timothy, pray over everything. Amen. Doesn't matter, you pray over everything. You don't know what the situation happened today. There's so much things that are not reported. Amen. It's contaminated. So many things are motivated by money. Amen. And you don't know what's happened here, there. But everything God made is good. Amen. But these doctrine and these teaching coming up, saying that you couldn't eat, you shouldn't eat this. Amen. And you should eat this. You'll get closer to God. And you shouldn't have, you shouldn't marry. Amen. You should not do this. Amen. Notice, amen. You go back to the garden. Go back to Genesis. Go back to the book of Genesis. The beginning of all things is recorded. Go back there. Amen. And see how it started out in the garden, in the book of Genesis. Amen. You'll find out, amen, what the enemy implemented, the devil brought in after he was evicted from hell, from heaven. Amen. In Revelation 12, in the seventh verse. Amen. So the devil is in the garden teaching. He's in the garden teaching Adam and Eve. Amen. And this is how he get to you, your friends, your brothers, your sisters. Amen. All the time, there's something coming up about food, teaching. They want to employ it and add it in the salvation. They want to find a way, amen, to get you to leave God. They're trying to find a way to get you to leave God. Amen. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Oh, it's wrong. It's wrong. God is concerned about it. Moses taught about it. Amen. Different food. And one of the basic principles of food, that was taught in Orient, amen, was bread. What's bread? Amen. What's bread? And one of the books about Fred Wright, The Matters and Custom of Bible Land, he was discussing about bread, and he said it was two type of bread. It was wheat and barley. Wheat and barley. And bread was so sacred, amen, in the Bible, they place that, amen, the Philistines are brought up thinking of bread as having a mystic, sacred meaning. In some places, they have such reverence for bread, amen, they wouldn't even talk to anyone until they finished their meal after they finished it. Amen. It had been said that the attitude of people toward bread is essential religious. Everything about bread, sowing of the seed, of the baking of the bread is done in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. And these Orients sense the importance of petition in the disciples' prayer. They say, give us this day our daily bread. In Matthew 6 and 11, and it was to men who really appreciate the value of bread, Jesus said first that I am the bread of life in John 6 and 34. Amen. The young people also asked bread and no man can break it into them. Thus the expression of breaking a bread came to mean by taking a meal, whatever was included in the meal, because Christ broke bread when he instituted the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. The expression came to reference to the ordinance in Matthew 26 and 26 when Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples. Thus, if we read the book of Acts 20 and 7, and upon the first day of the week when disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. Amen. There were two kind of breads now. Two kind of breads. The kind of bread, amen, was used during the Bible days. One was barley bread. Amen. Barley bread. is used for the poor class people, where the family was able to have wheat bread. It's considered them to be well off and comfortable. Amen. So bread is one of the common food during that time, and bread went a long way. Everybody loved bread. Amen. They didn't cut the bread. They broke the bread. Amen. Breaking the bread was a blessing. Amen. So it was barley bread, amen, and wheat bread. That was common food. And there's many more foods are being used today. Amen. But they're being used in the wrong way. Amen. Leviticus 17 and 14 says, the life of the body is in the blood. The life, you know, when you go to the doctor, some of you had to check up, they will always want to take, amen, want to take your blood. Well, we're going to go to the lab. We're going to get your blood. Because everything that goes through the body, amen, is in the blood. And water, amen, respected the body. Respect water. The water can go through every cell because the body needs water. 70-80% for it sometimes. The body needs water. Amen. So water, amen, have the right to go everywhere in the body. And in the body, the blood, doesn't care who you are, what religion you are, you got blood. And in that blood, it tells all kind of food you've been eating. Amen. So now what the enemy want to do, he wants to take, amen, and get you in a position like he got Adam and Eve in the garden. He wants to take you back to the Garden of Eden and teaching, saying that you have to eat this or don't eat this to come to Christ. You have to do this in your food, do this, or God don't love you. Amen. Some of you may have run across these religions, run across these occult groups. You might not call them occult groups because you really don't know they don't reveal a deep teaching until you begin to want to say you want to be a part of it. They reveal the deep teaching in you. They might lure you in, like Paul said, the seducing spirit. They might lure you in to a party or a dinner, amen, or some kind of dance or some kind of program, amen. When they do get you in there, amen, next thing you know, amen, you cannot do this. You got to eat this. And you never thought it would be that way. You never thought it would be that way. But the enemy want to take you back to the garden. He want to take you back to the garden. If you take you back to the garden where you talk against God's word, and that's where the battle is, brethren. That's where the battle is. The battle is in these last days. He's going to approach you. Amen. You might have some now. Amen. A scuffling. Amen. Being really try to be obedient to that religion, but not eating certain things. And we know there's some food out there that common sense sometimes knows that the food is not proper. I mean, Leviticus, amen, 17, again, to tell you, it says, the light, don't eat nothing with blood. It's an abomination. Don't eat nothing with blood. Amen. Common sense will tell you to cook it. Cook it real. Not medium rare or half raw, no. Of course, the life of the body is in the blood. If you don't cook that food, amen, whatever's in the blood of that animal, amen, you'll be taking it in yourself, amen. And it goes into your bloodstream, and if any contamination in there, it gets in your bloodstream, amen. It gets in your body, amen. But when it comes down to, amen, serving God, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Paul was saying in the book of Romans, it's by faith. It's by faith. If we don't judge our brother, because he likes vegetables and that's all he want to eat, amen, it's down, boiled down to your belief, amen, in God. Then when he come over and begin to grow in Christ, because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. All things that covered the devil, everything else, was made by him. And without him, there was nothing made. So God is the Word. St. John, the first chapter, the fourth verse, he said, he came among his own, and his own received him not, but many has received him. The Word became flesh. The Word, and this is where the enemy fights communication. He don't believe that God came to this world. He will not accept the fact, amen, that God loved you, he cared for you. He does not accept the fact, amen, that this world is going to pass away. Amen. He don't believe that God got that close to mankind. Amen. So they argue about what God? Because the devil brought it up in the garden. He said, if you eat of this tree, you'd be like God. Amen. You'd be like God. That's many of them. And Jesus said, it's coming off. Jesus said, there's many of them now. It's coming off the boats and the trips. Amen. The trucks and the airplanes. Amen. It is all over. Jesus said, multitude of teachers saying that they are Christ. They are Christ. All right, brother. We're going to go to the line down. Amen. We try to lay a foundation there. Amen. You can always go back to this broadcast, to the show, my episode at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. You can always go back and hear it in entirety. Amen. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can hear us then. Amen. Many more broadcasts. Amen. But also right now, we're going to the studio. We'll open up the lines. Amen. You have some comments, some inspirational moves of prayers that we will do. We will do. We will. The last 5 minutes of this broadcast, amen, we will go into prayer for each and every one. Amen. But we see we have you in the studio, and how we work in the studio is that you press one on your phone, and we'll give your area code and your last four digits. That's what we do. We get your area code and your last four digits, and you can make your comments or dreams or poems. Some have people have poems. Some have testimonies. Amen. But we're all here. We're all here to encourage one another. We're all here to help one another. Amen. So now we're in the studio. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about foods and religions. Foods and religions. Amen. I used to think, and I'm giving my little short, quick testimony, get out of your way, amen, that it didn't out of food and religion. I thought it was never a combination that would help you spiritually. And I wasn't aware of Paul was saying in Romans 7:7 about, amen, that, you know, he found something. Paul said he found something that whenever evil is present, amen, good is present, even is there. He found that there's a warfare going on in his mind. Amen. That's where false communication come in, where the enemy had taught you some things before you come to Christ, and now you're trying to unlearn them. Unlearn them. You saw it on television. You have picked it up some type of way. And the enemy always trying to prompt you to say, amen, you don't have to change that. That ain't got nothing to do with the church. That ain't got nothing to do with your personal problems. That ain't got nothing to do, you know, always. But if you read the Bible thoroughly and study it, and you say Jesus is Lord of your life, amen, he helping you in heaven and down here. Amen. He wants you to be victorious here. Amen. How would it be that he made the trees and the animals and the ocean and the fish? Amen. When he came into your life, amen, you've been born again, and he began to reteach you, amen, and he let you fall under the false information of Satan and be destroying your life. It wouldn't look good. you're a bad testimony for the church. And that's what many times is happening. People fail to start studying the word or being with someone who's been there before them and try to help. And the enemy said, oh, no, you don't need no help. You don't need no help. Amen. Make you weak. Amen. You can make it by yourself. Just pick up a book. But there are things that you need to learn. Amen. That if you don't do it right away, it can affect your life. Many times back when I first started out, amen, walking with Christ and doing mission work and different things, is to fast and pray, amen, then want to eat, amen, go on a mission and want to eat anything, then after the mission work, amen, I'd be so down and out. And when I do try to start eat something, amen, I just start eating sweet cakes and drinking soda water and cookies and cheese, you know, and of course that was a part of my work ethic, that type of food I would try to eat, amen, my work ethic. And so I began to ask God, Lord, why am I so, I feel so down, I feel so depressed and worried, amen. So in one mission work, amen, I was going through one of the drive-through restaurants and, amen, fast food place and getting a meal on the road. And the said, your diet is wrong. And it shook me, amen. I had to drive my car out of the line and go in the restaurant and sit down and talk with the rest of my missionary. I said, Lord, just told me my diet is wrong. And, you know, he answered the prayer, and he hit me at the time, amen, that I could understand what he's saying. Amen. Why I've been so down and depressed, amen, and worried and whatever, amen, drinking a little coffee and these sodas and these sweet cakes and cheese and things like that, amen. The natural man was having a problem. The natural man was having a problem. Amen. That natural man, amen, it was affecting the spiritual side of me. And I just really couldn't think constantly, like I should, while I was wondering. So it's good to talk with God about everything. Don't leave him out of your health. Don't leave him out. He'll let you know. He'll help you. Amen. So through expressing that to my other workers and missionary workers, and we all began to talk. And they had learned things, and we shared with one another. Amen. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And they do this after they finish dieting. They do this after mission. You know, it's good to talk, information, because you never know what the enemy have injected into your faith, amen, to bring you down, get you discouraged that God is not with you, amen. You might be spending more money on, amen, on clothes than you need to be spending on food, proper food, amen. You might be spending more money and things on budget on things, amen, then you need to be protecting your home, amen. Need to be a balance, and God wants us to balance, and the Holy Spirit will help us to balance, and that's what kind of brought us to this broadcast, amen. Try to have a balance in our spiritual walk with God, because the enemy attacks the natural man through information and your health. That's why Jesus brought healing. That's one of his always healing in the church. Amen. Healing and salvation. And you can see that now all over the world. This virus hit all over the world. Amen. Healing. Yes, the doctors, they do a job. But God can give us all information and tell us how to protect ourselves as well. We don't leave him out. We don't leave him out. All right. Press 1 on your phone, brother, and we'll... Amen. We want to hear what you have to say on this subject. Amen. We're talking about food and religion. Amen. Food has God. All right. We're at 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishop. I wanted to say blessing to you and your wife and your family, especially to the broadcast. It's good to have a place to go where you can share the word of God. As you say, we can learn from one another. Basically, like the word say, that iron sharpens iron. Listen, this food and religion, I had personal experience with food and religion, and had a change of life when I really looked at the Word of God and realized that my food should be my medicine, and my medicine should be my food. That's the great Socrates reference to food. But I looked in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 8 and 16, and said, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." In verse 16, "So let no one judge you in food or drink in regarding to the festival or noonday or Sabbath." You know, the whole point in Jesus coming to be our Savior was that man has so many religions, and then he has so many, there were so many rules, and each religion had do's and don'ts. They don't eat this, they eat that, they don't eat that. I personally had a problem with certain foods when it came to gout. If I touch red meat or mess with any kind of meat that's got a lot of preservative in it, I'll get gout, especially red meat. So I learned that, I had to learn, personally learn that red meat wasn't good for me. It would not be good for them, not me. My sister, I could eat seafood and not have a problem, but now she couldn't touch seafood. Seafood would get her gout, but she could eat red meat. You know, the wisdom that the Holy Spirit give you, science works along with a religion. And when you have to look at yourself and know what is good for you, everything is not good for you. It may be all right for someone else, but not for you. And you have to use wisdom and understanding that you get through the Word to know that, hey, you can't do everything everybody else do. So, and this thing with food, the Lord Jesus came so that we could be guided by the Spirit. Like you say, you pray over everything. And that's your assurance there, that when you pray over it, the Lord will remove any impurities from the food so that it would be good for you and won't harm you. But at the same time, you got to use common sense and know that, hey, some things you just can't do. Another person may can do it, but you got to have the strength and understand and know that you can't do it. But when you go to different religions and they have a lot of do's and don'ts there, you know, the Word of God tell you, you know, don't get caught up in man's philosophy. That was the whole reason for Jesus coming, that there were so many laws and rules and stuff, and religion is basically man coming up with his own rules and laws according to his knowledge, but not according to what God said in his Word. So you have to use the wisdom and understanding that you get through God's Word to know that, hey, that you got to pray over your food. You got to know there may be some things that's not good for you, and that's okay. But you got to look at yourself and examine yourself and know that all things are not good for you. You got to use common sense along with the Word itself.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And all right, we have someone else. We press one on your phone. We're talking about food and religion. Food and religion. And you'll find, amen, what works for you might not work, but it's the same body. It will have the same body, but our system, amen, regardless of how you came up, amen, and things that happen, amen, the Holy Spirit would help you. Amen. The Lord would show me that the time when I come off of mission work and I'm not eating properly. Amen. I get depressed, get down. I'm eating too much sugar and caffeine. Too much sugar and caffeine. That was doing good when I was out there in the world. Amen. Got a grab of soda and a hot cup of coffee, some strong coffee. But, amen. If you come into Christ, the Holy Spirit begin to show you this will affect in your mind and your health. All right. God bless you, man of God. We can press one on your phone. Amen. Might be somebody else that have another point of view on what God had done for them or their testimony. Amen. Concerning food. Amen. You might not have thought of, amen, that, what I eat don't affect me. What I eat doesn't affect me. I just pray, oh, yes. Amen. Yes, of course. When the Holy Spirit begin to show you some things, be careful with some things. Amen. Not just close your eyes and tempt God. Amen. And tempt God. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. We're talking about foods. Amen. And religion. Amen. You might know, like the caller was saying, there are many religions out there today. And Paul just finished talking to First Timothy 4, telling Timothy, amen, in these last days, amen, these false teachers are going to be bringing this up, saying that you need to eat this for your salvation. Amen. You need to be a part of this. Amen. And they got so many different teachers, and they want to prove it out in the Word of God. They want to prove it out. They're taking God's Word, same thing the serpent did in the garden, taking God's Word, leave out some words. Amen. Interject some scriptures. Amen. Wherever they found it at. Amen. It's a smart saying. But all of that is after your salvation, after your spiritual walk with God. All right. You push one on your phone, brotherman. Amen. We're talking about, amen. You never know. Sometimes we might think our prayers. All right. Amen. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, amen. We always call the area code and your last four digits. So I have to give you a name. When you want to make a comment, just push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And just give you, might not have scriptures or dream, but maybe you might want to ask a question. Amen. We got a board, amen, of great scholars and listeners always here, and I thank God for you. Amen. We can't give you no diploma, any kind of degree or marks for your educational, biblical, amen, classes, but we just, amen, hope and pray that you can learn through the Spirit of God. Amen. Proverbs 27 and 17, we always use that scripture, that iron sharpening iron. Amen. A friend will sharpen countenance of his friend. What you know and I know, we put it together. Amen. And the multitude of counselors, 24 and 6 of Proverbs, there is safety. There is safety. All right. All right. Look like we're back at 954-4427.
Yes, but this is well, I was thinking back when after I had transplants, both transplants, mm-hmm. before I left the hospital, the nutritionist sit me down and talked about the foods that I would eat. And they told me under no circumstances were I to eat herbs.
Right.
Stay with the medications that they gave me, but do not eat any herbs. And the nurse was telling me that. At the same time, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, now, man has the knowledge to work on the body, but God made the body. And the night of the Passover, God said that, when the death angel came there in Egypt, he said they were behind closed doors eating bitter herbs and vegetables. And, other times when they had Passover, they were always encouraged to eat bitter herbs and vegetables. Now, that scripture, the Holy Spirit just kept bringing it back to me, and I reasoned within myself, and I decided that, wait a minute, man may be able to have the knowledge to work on the body, but God made it, and if he said eat the bitter herbs and vegetables, then he's the one made the body. He knows what's best for us. So I went to a holistic doctor and began to study with her. And in 10 months' time of eating herbs and vegetables only, the VA took me off of 12 of the 14 medications that I was on. And the months go by, the herbs and vegetables will heal your body. It's a slower process, but they will heal you. Wherein that your pills and stuff will pacify and take care of the symptoms of what your problem may have, but the herbs will cure you. And that's something that man don't want you to know and refuse to let anyone say that the herbs will cure you, but they will. Because as I took the herbs, which they told me not to, I didn't tell them, but they took me off of 12 medications within 10 months' time. And I just listened to the word of God. And let God tell me how to eat according to my body. And I had great success. So you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. And God say, if you like wisdom, ask him. And if God says, ask him if you like wisdom, then he the one made us. Why should we be talking to anyone else when God and one made us, he has the knowledge on how to take care of our bodies.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Very good. Amen, very good. We thank God for you. Amen. That was one of the, comments I had to overcome, amen, when the Spirit told me my diet. Amen. I wasn't going to a health food store after I got saved. Oh, God, I thought that was taboo. Oh no, health food store, all the herbs. Oh no, but God led me in that direction through His Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're gonna take about one more. I think one more caller. Then we're gonna go into prayer. Amen. One more caller. Anyone have another comment? Amen. Because we want to go in prayer. Amen. For all our listeners, amen, that are listening, we thank God for those that are coming in, hoping and praying, as always, that this will be a great help to you. This will be a great help to you, for you can walk with Christ, and we struggle so much to give you the scripture. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. You have a comment or scripture. Amen. And that's a testimony. Amen. Or a song or a hymn. Amen. Amen. But what we're going to do, then we have to go in prayer now. Amen. We're coming to our closing. Anyone desire to pray, amen, for our listeners and you and your friends, and amen, that's struggling. Amen. We know what our health, this looks like, it's going to be the major Amen. Jesus, there could be time of sorrow. And people now regretting that they didn't do this, they didn't do that. But the whole world, amen, it's not just you only. The whole world, amen, is working through these, amen, these regrets and these sorrows. Amen. Mental health. Amen. We're at 561-6193. 561-6193.
I'm in for prayer. Thank you for this day. One of my cousins passed away on Monday. He was 84 years old. God let him live a long life. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. There's no one like you, Lord. You're the only God that I serve. You're the only God that I love and I cherish, and I praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the years you let me live upon this earth. Lord, I thank you. 3 years ago, I lost a mother, one of the sweetest mothers God ever put on this earth. You are one of his children, God. I'm one of his children. Lord Jesus, bless our family. This was my cousin, Elder Alfonso Walker. Bless the family. Bless his loving wife. Bless his children. In your holy name, Father, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for being who you are. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right. We'll take one more short prayer. 954-4427.
Father God, we lift you up this evening. We ask you, Lord God, for to keep us from being distracted by the world, but help us to keep our spiritual ears open, that we can make, Father God, hear from the Holy Spirit, who's forever guiding us. But Lord God, help us to hear and have understanding, that we can stay connected to the true vine, we could live the good life according to your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, God bless you. Amen. Maybe one more. Amen. We thank you. All right, 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again, Lord. We thank you for another great blessing on today. Father, we ask your God to continue blessing the man of God, continue to bless the radio station, Blood Talk. Bless those listeners, dear God. Father, we thank you for this subject tonight on food and Christmas. We understand, dear God, there are some times the natural food is good, but there are some times we have to turn down and eat the word of God, eat the food out of the Bible. And we just thank you for what you've done yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And we ask you to continue to bless those, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you all as well. Thank God. We love you all. We thank you for coming in. Amen. You want to review this broadcast again and share with your friends and family, go to blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries, as well as you can go to our website, www.jciministries.com. Father, we thank you right now, God, what you're doing, you're going to do. And Lord, stretch your hand for limits, oh God, and help in each and every one. Bind, seal his hand on every part. Oh God, we know you got all power in your hand, oh God, to help us and deliver us, oh God, whatever things going wrong. We know, God, that you're able to help your people. And we ask you to bless us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you.